Are you ready, Ben? Are you
I'm ready. This is my first one, by the way. You're my first book interview, anything.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, well, yeah. It's an honor, man.
Welcome to The Yarn, a School Library Journal production. I'm Travis Yonker. Ben Zhu published his picture book debut, Desert Island, in 2021. His path to becoming an author and illustrator was unique. He began as a video game artist before creating Gallery Nucleus, a space that's shown original artwork from a number of well-known picture book creators, including Katia Chen, Dan Santat, John Clausen, and many more. Through it all, he hoped to one day publish a book of his own. My conversation with Ben Zhu begins with the creation of Gallery Nucleus, and then Ben takes us behind the scenes of Desert Island. Let's get started.
I need you to walk me through the whole Gallery Nucleus thing. I've heard about it for years, and I've never been there, but I know that it's something that is really connected with a lot of children's book illustrators. So, how did that idea come? How did it begin? Could you kind of take me through that?
I was living in the city where Nucleus is now, and I just thought, oh, that there's some interest, there's some like vacant spaces. And originally my idea was just to have like a coffee shop / art gallery. I knew an art gallery was definitely something I wanted to have, yeah, to showcase all these like great artists that I knew, especially from the sort of entertainment and illustration world, because I know there's in like New York and stuff, there's sort of a lot of blue chip art galleries or more quote unquote fine art galleries. But there wasn't any galleries that I knew of that showcased, you know, like the art behind a lot of the films that we love or a lot of the books that we read and things like that. So
yeah,
I thought there was, I sort of unintentionally stumbled on a need, or at least it was like something that I felt I definitely wanted to see. And I thought, well, you know, there's nothing else like it out there. So maybe other people would want to have something like this as well.
And do you remember the first children's book illustrator who did a show at Gallery Nucleus?
Yeah, I do. I think our first show was Chris Appelhans and Katia Chen. And a lot of the artists that we were showing were in animation and film, but throughout the years they sort of migrated to either doing their own children's books or illustrating other people's children's books. Quite a few artists that we showed, like John Clausen, for example, you know, and Chris Appelhans too, actually. They both were visual development artists first and who have worked in animation, yeah, and eventually just sort of migrated. And so we kind of just migrated with them because we loved the work. We were fans of their work either way. And yeah, so I started seeing this pattern. Like, oh, a lot of artists are sort of going this direction, you know, and there's so much good work. I mean, children's books as a medium is just so elegant and so beautiful in its own way.
Yeah, I mean, is that kind of what got you started thinking about writing and illustrating a picture book of your own? Like, what was kind of the beginning of that idea for you? Had it been something you were thinking about for a while, or did it kind of dawn on you as you were you know, running the gallery?
It's definitely something that had dawned on me. I mean, as an artist, you sort of have your bucket list stuff. Yeah. I think publishing my own book was always on my bucket list, but it had never really seemed very concrete to me. Seeing, showcasing our, you know, these artists, like, you know, I think Scott C was another one that he started putting out some really great children's books. and seeing John Clausen's work, and you know, it made me realize like, oh, that there's, yeah, there's, it made me appreciate the medium more. And it did sort of plant that seed in my head. It's like, I was talking to Dan Santat, and who we've showed, and he was like, yeah, you should definitely pursue it. He was very inspirational as well.
Desert Island, how would you describe the book?
So this is a story about monkey and fox. And one is on a desert island and one is on a desert island. And the story is about sort of a fable about how their fates intersect and how they're actually codependent on each other. I was just driving one day and it kind of just came to me. I had imagined like a vision of like these two characters saying, I'm on a desert, one saying I'm on a desert island, the other one saying I'm on a desert island. And that kind of made me laugh internally. And so I thought, okay, maybe this is, there's something there. I've become very environmentally conscious throughout these past few years, past decade really. And I felt like I had something to say. And I was looking at a lot of children's books that had some similar themes and they were good, but I felt like there was probably something else some other way of telling that story or reminding people. So I felt like I had my own spin on that message in a way of environmentalism and, you know, codependency and things like that. So I was very passionate about that subject matter. And the other major thing was the birth of my daughter. So I had already started thinking about, you know, thinking about the book, but it wasn't until like after she was born, like right after she was born, I was like, okay, now I definitely have to do this because I want to leave her this and I want her to read this message. You know, like I had the fantasy in my head of reading her the book. When I first pitched the book to the editors, I had done it sort of digital. It was digital. It had a lot of, it was sort of Photoshop to look like real media, but it definitely still had sort of like a digital look. Okay. And at some point I had talked to Win Pham, who we've also done events with. And she had suggested that, like, you know, have you considered doing actual real media paintings? And I was like, well, you know, I thought about time and everything. And
yeah.
And then she made me think back, because I thought back to myself and I was like, well, of all the artists that I show, I always love it when I see real paintings, you know, because we exhibit so many artists. And I'm always asking, do you have an original, was your book, are there originals to this book or are there any production? You know, sometimes it's sort of a combination of Photoshop and real media. And I've always liked seeing real media stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, she's right. I shouldn't be a hypocrite about it. I should just try to actually paint this thing.
What is your hope for Desert Island?
My main hope is that people first and foremost enjoy the story for just what it is. And secondly, if it does sort of spark a bigger, if you want to use it to spark a bigger conversation, that it could help with that.
Thank you, Ben Zhu, for the interview. Thank you, Philip Stead, for creating our theme music. Additional music for this episode from the Free Music Archive. Have an idea for the show? You can contact us via email at theyarnpodcast@gmail.com and visit us online at the School Library Journal website. I'm Travis Yonker. Thanks for listening.